Hi, my name is Susan Marie Franchek. I live at 3664 Chase Court in Boulder. I'm a storyteller. That is, I've made my living as a full-time professional storyteller for 15 years, but I'm not making any of this up today. I've been a social dancer for almost 40 years, 24 of which have been in the Colorado Front Range. The Avalon is one of the best venues for dance and social gathering I've experienced in my four decades as a social dancer. The floor is unique in Colorado. The people bring the floor to life. I've volunteered at the Avalon, both at work days and for specific dance events. We, the people, are invested in this place. We make it work, I and many friends, old and young, from many backgrounds, both longtime friends and new arrivals. I attend dances at the Avalon several times a month. The dances give me exercise for my brain as well as my body. More than this, these dances give me a social community that has helped me both on and off the dance floor. I've taught lessons at the Avalon, at waltz nights and tea dances. I've seen people get the aha, realizing they too can dance. I've watched them grow in confidence and competence until the point that they are ready to welcome and help new people onto the dance floor. This is community building in action. Prior to the Avalon, I and many others in Boulder County had to drive to Denver or Fort Collins to dance. This limited my dancing. If I lose the Avalon, I will lose most of the dancing I do. As a full-time storyteller, I make a living, but what I can afford to pay for recreation is limited. A round trip of 50 or 100 miles adds a lot of expense. If prices were to double at the Avalon, that too would be prohibitive. It is the multiple uses at the Avalon that make it possible for the building to serve the community with affordable events. I envision the Avalon beyond its dance uses. The three dance spaces intended at the Avalon have potential for other community building opportunities. The Rocky Mountain Storytellers Conference, for example, used to be held at the Broomfield Auditorium, but it had no room for breakout sessions. This year we moved to Swallow Hill, but half of the people who attend this storytelling event have trouble with stairs, and you have to climb stairs to get around Swallow Hill. The Avalon would be perfect. A large hall, no stairs, three spaces for breakout sessions. Surely there are other organizations with similar needs. Please help the community, help us, by approving multiple principal use at the Avalon.
Thank you. Ms. Vickery and then Betsy Cabrick.